This public radio podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, helping business analysts translate business needs into team solutions and prep for certified business analysis professional certification. Online at nhmn.org.
Alternative Digital Media and the RNC. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Citizen journalists and new internet media are making their mark on the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. Our guest on Future Tense today says social networking service Twitter and video site TheUptake.org are proving valuable for following demonstrations that resulted in the arrest of nearly 300 protesters yesterday. On Twitter, you'll find observations from delegates, political power brokers, citizen journalists, and local reporters, including Julio Ojeda Zapata, who's Twittering about the convention under the name Pi Press.
There have been a number of Twitter-using information disseminators that have been quite prolific and have sort of kept an eye on specific activities like police raids on residences, the tear gas and pepper spray going on in downtown St. Paul. A number of specific newsworthy events that, in past years would have been covered in traditional fashion with TV cameras and newspaper notebooks. But this year, Twitter has been very useful for, you know, when something happens, you get the information out there right away. So in terms of immediacy, it's been quite effective.
So I've watched some of the Twitter activity about RNC and looking at the feed that you've been maintaining, the Pi Press account. So you're putting all this time into it and have been very prolific, but there's only a couple hundred followers of that account. I mean, are you investing too much in a medium which is still pretty niche?
Well, that's a good point, but if you know how to use Twitter effectively, there are ways to pull up all the tweets from everybody that is tweeting about the RNC. And so the follower account for Pi Press is only part of the story, because a lot of people all over the country are tracking Twitter information about the RNC. And so they can see my stuff without specifically following me.
Outside of Twitter, I've been fascinated to watch on the web live video of protests shot by citizen journalists using nothing but their cell phones.
Well, if you want to know what's happening with the RNC, one important site to keep an eye on is TheUptake.org, which is a group of citizen journalists and operatives who wield off-the-shelf technologies like cell phones that stream video to the internet and camcorders and laptops, and they're basically using average consumer technologies in cutting-edge ways to cover the RNC with video, specifically on their website. And so, if you wanted to see live footage of tear gas being wielded by the authorities during protests in downtown St. Paul, the Uptake was a great place to do that. It was just a press conference where the mayor and the police chief were sort of explaining what they were up to today. The Uptake was there; they were streaming that live. So, very important operation. You're not getting a complete picture of RNC coverage, especially outside the convention hall today, if you weren't paying attention to the Uptake.
Julio Ojeda Zapata is covering the RNC on twitter.com/PIPRESS. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.